Bone Damage Opinions, another week, another episode. You already know what it is. Finally, my man Easy's back from his hiatus. Was it four wisdom teeth that had to be removed?
Four wisdom teeth, yeah. All four.
First of all, I didn't even know you could have four wisdom teeth in the first place.
Really?
Holy crap. No.
Yeah. Four, man. Not great. It was not fun. So, I was a wreck.
So it's 1, 2, 3, 4 in each corner.
Yeah, and the thing is they were growing sideways, so I couldn't even see them. They were growing under the gum. So they need to, like, you know. Yeah, the ones at the bottom were growing sideways under the gum, so I never saw them. Took an x-ray when I went to the dentist. They're like, yo, these things are growing sideways, you know. So they're sort of pressing my bottom teeth together like a sandwich,
you know.
You can picture it. So they have to cut the gum, pull them out, but then there's a nerve by your chin that's very close to those teeth. So because that takes a bit of a beating, you're kind of numb afterwards, like not much sensation.
Yeah.
In much of the lower lip, the chin. Like I could yank on my beard and not feel anything, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, and obviously you can't chew because you don't have much range of motion because of the stitching.
Yeah.
Can't brush your teeth for like the first maybe 3-4 days because your mouth is just stitched up. So they give you like this special mouthwash. But the pain is not so bad. It's usually the eating that gets to you because you can't eat solid food. So you just feel like trash. I'll just say it's going to be a long time before I have yogurt again, bro.
You've had too much of it.
Too much of it, man. Too much of it. Not great, man. It was not great. Not great. And talking was tough and your face is all swollen up. Man, it was horrendous, dude. I thought I was going to be out for like 2 days and then be back. Like, ready to go.
So you had yogurt. What else did you have?
I had like drinking yogurt, normal yogurt. Jeez. I drank a bit of macheu as well. Like, you know, sour milk, right? Or fermented milk.
What's it called? Some starch, fermented starch.
Yeah. I had a lot of that. So also quite over that. What else did I have? And then gradually I started having oats and sorghum, like softer, hard foods. Then introduced breads, then scrambled eggs slowly. And now I've worked up to pretty much any food, but I'm still chewing with only one side of my mouth.
So is there one side that healed faster?
Yeah, there is.
Okay.
And even now, if I talk for like a long time, like I still get like this numbness in like one part of my mouth. It's very faint, but you can feel like this, like pins and needles.
So what made you go to the dentist? Were you feeling pain?
No, I went for a cleaning.
Oh, is this something random?
Yeah, I went to clean it and then I was feeling something faint. So I was like, can you guys check? Because these things aren't growing. And I'm 28, so what's happening? Turns out they were long, bro, fully grown. Just that they were growing sideways and
Oh, you had teeth that you knew weren't there but were supposed to be there.
Yeah, that's kind of like what my rationale was. Feeling something very faint, but I was like, can we check what's happening with them? Because, and then we did an x-ray and lo and behold, there they are. So,
well, hope you get back. Times. I mean, I'm glad at least now you're having legit food, bro.
Yeah, no, man, I'm back now. I think, look, so it's been 2 weeks now where I think I've been back on my feet now. I'm starting to work out again and everything. So I think I'm pretty much back to living normally.
The swelling's done.
Swelling's done, yeah. I'm able to function pretty much normally now. I'm trying to think, what did I do during that week? What happened during that week? I think that was the week of Chadwick.
Yes, it was the Chadwick week. I did a solo episode that week.
Yes, that was sad, man.
Yeah, so sad. Really,
it was really flip. the Chadwick thing was terrible, man. What else has happened? I'm trying to think. What was the other thing that happened?
What else happened?
Sports is back.
Sports is back.
Yeah, I think that was the biggest.
Yeah, Chadwick was the biggest thing, and a bunch of like sports related stuff, you know.
Yes.
In the NBA, that kind of thing.
Yeah, Tenet came out. I still haven't seen Tenet.
Oh, you haven't? You should, man.
Yeah, I'm probably like so complicated. Tomorrow.
My goodness.
Yeah, probably tomorrow. Oh, I did have something. Something big did happen. Something big did happen. We got the Xbox prices came out.
Ah, yes.
And I don't know if you follow the gaming computer world.
Not quite.
If anything at all. Yeah, but the graphics cards came out, which is the equivalent of like consoles coming out on PC.
So what are they saying?
So those were released. It's and again very similar to the console world where you have Sony and Microsoft.
Yep.
In PC gaming, you have two manufacturers that produce graphics cards, Nvidia and AMD.
Yeah.
So they also launched. So I think it's just a big year for next generation gaming, whether you're a console player or a PC gamer.
PC player. Yeah.
Yeah. So the PC GPU, one of them came out, and it's hella cheap. Not hella cheap, but it's affordable.
How much does that look like?
So there's three tiers of them, and they have three tiers: a 3070, a 3080, and a 3090. The 3070 is $500. Their second tier is $800, and their flagship is 1.5. So yeah, but their lowest tier will give you better performance than a console. It smokes it quite a bit.
Interesting.
So that came out, and then the Xbox pricing came out. What was interesting for me was how much more these things are in South Africa.
Yeah.
So I spoke to you about how the Xbox was $500, which is 8,000 Rand. It's going to be 12,000 here. Those cards that I was telling you about, I think they're about 50% more expensive. No, almost double the price in South Africa.
Yeah, I think...
Almost double the price.
I think there's something, you know, there's something with customs... You know, that changed as well. Because I remember in at university, I ordered a T-shirt, right? A United shirt. I ordered it from the MU store in England, you know? And and I got it to South Africa. You know, the customs wasn't that much. It wasn't crazy, especially for a student. I managed to pay it without really crying about it. Yeah. And I remember a few years later, which is a few years ago, I then bought I bought online, something similar. Oh yeah, I bought a phone, right?
Okay.
I buy a phone online, and then it comes, and my goodness, I couldn't believe the customs that I was being told to pay. You know, I ended up having to pay, I think the phone was costing me 8,000. Sure. Ended up having to pay 6,000 for customs.
In customs.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
That's what's happening with this new tech. That
exactly.
The exact same figures, 8 to 6. That's almost double.
Yeah, exactly.
You had like almost 75% more?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Price?
Yeah. Mm. So, that's a big thing that has changed over the years. You know, because, you know, back then, you know, it wasn't that bad at all. It wasn't even close.
Not
but
at all.
Something changed in the policies and the rates.
Not at all. And also, you know, also manufacturers taking the piss with us as well. You know, I definitely think there's a lot of that happening.
In terms of what?
Like, I just think retailers also just take a chance.
Okay.
Because,
yeah.
Because they're kind of like, hey, where else are you going to go? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'll put it in perspective. Like, these guys are selling. So the prices came out, right? For these graphics cards that I was telling you about.
Yeah.
One of them is. The one that I was selling was $500, which is $8,000, is retailing for $16. The Xbox, which is the same price, also $500, is retailing for $11, I think. Right, so
that doesn't
two different
up.
Products, both $500, but one of them is 16,000 rand, one of them is 11,000. So I'm just thinking, hey, someone's taking the piss here.
Yeah, they're taking the piss. It doesn't add up.
Yeah, it doesn't add up. But I think they also know, like, what else are you gonna do? But yeah, man,
I first saw
so
it with the Apple products. Remember in
AirPods
at university, a new iPhone would come out. It would cost like 12,000, 11,000, somewhere there.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And then now it comes out, you know, the cheapest you can get will be like 17.
Yep.
Pretty
sure.
much. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
And of course, the rate of the rand has gone down, you know, so fair enough in that regard. But yeah, it's a killer, man.
It is, man. It really is. And I was actually doing the math. Sometimes you'll find it's cheaper to buy some of this stuff on Amazon and get it sent over. You might save like $1,000. I mean, it's still a lot, but sometimes you'll find it's cheaper than buying it from the local manufacturers here, which is insane. Which is absolutely insane. I think it's getting to a point now where, you know, at some tiers, you're better off flying than buying the thing and flying back.
You're better off doing what?
I'm saying you're better off flying. If, you know, if they really inflate the prices, you may find you could buy a ticket, go somewhere, buy the phone and come back.
Yeah. You just kind of coincide your vacation in such a way that you can get the product you need. Did I tell you the story of how I bought my iPhone?
So in New York.
I bought it in New York, right? And obviously it was much cheaper there than here, than in South Africa. But then I get to the customs now, and they kind of, how they were doing it when I was there, when I was coming back to South Africa, they were kind of picking out, you know, they weren't checking everyone, scrutinizing everyone out. But they were kind
really?
Of picking,
okay.
yeah, they were picking, you know, like randomly in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So I had, you know, I had two bags, you know what I'm saying? Two luggage bags, which is kind of the telltale sign of someone who has a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
So they make me open them. Cool. They see some shoes, you know, they can't really prove that, you know, and luckily I had actually worn the shoes. So they were kind of slightly dirty. Underneath, so I'm like, yo, what was that? These shoes, you know, I had a handbag for my sister, so they're like, yeah, what's the story for this one? They're like, yeah, fair enough, right? And then they took my phone, right? So they asked me, they're like, is this phone new? Did you buy this phone? So I said, I say no, right? I'm not
okay.
lying. And then he's like, okay, cool. And then he's like, can I see it? Right? Then he goes. He's like, please unlock it for me. So I unlock it, and then I go. Then he goes to, you know, there's this about this phone part, which kind of tells you where you bought the phone and when.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This thing snakes me, bro. It says, you know, bought in November 2019 in New York. I was just like, oh, crap. Then it's like, Then it's like, yep, it says you bought it in New York.
So you know? He knew to check for that, huh?
Yeah, he did. Smart guy, bro. And he was so nice. He wasn't even trying to kind of like, why are you lying? He was like big white guy, you know, bald Africana guy. He was just like,
you know what? You probably in retrospect, hindsight's always 20/20. I think you could have easily said like, look, I'd rather not unlock my phone. Yeah. I don't think there's like a legal requirement for that. But anyway.
Make sure the phone's dead. Remember, I actually had two phones. I had my old phone and this one. You can easily hide, you know, a phone, right?
And then you could have put it in your pocket because they didn't present your
old
one.
No, they didn't. Then you present your old phone, right? Like, this is my phone. And then it's clear that this isn't
the phone. Where was the phone at the time?
The old phone?
The new one.
It was in my pocket. Like, I was using it. It was already the phone I was using.
No, I'm saying, but how did he know that you had a phone on you?
How did he know? I don't know if I was scanning it. I don't remember how. I don't think I was scanning it, though.
Okay.
I actually don't quite remember. Maybe he asked me. I don't quite remember.
Anyway,
okay, cool. I think I was looking for something in my phone. I don't remember how it happened. But anyway, So at least now I know if I buy a new phone and I'm returning, I'll know not to kind of present it. Or at least make sure the battery's dead or something crazy, right?
For sure. Like, but how did he, when he saw that it was bought in New York, what did he do? What did he say? Like,
he said, I have to pay customs for it.
And you did?
Yeah, I had to. You know, same with the bag. He was actually very nice. He said, look, I can see you have a lot of new things here, right? But I'm only going to make you pay for the phone and the bag, right?
Okay, so what were the customs on the phone? It must have brought you back to South African prices, I'm sure.
I think it actually did it? No, I don't think so. Because this phone...
Oh, you probably saved because...
I definitely saved because this phone would have cost me... Because it's also the... I think it's, 256 gigs?
Yeah. So
it's also the biggest size. It's probably 18 or something, 19 maybe here.
Yeah.
But in the States, I got it for $750. I ended up paying altogether for the customs. I think I paid about 2.5 maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the phone was the big thing. And keep in mind, I had an iPad, right? From a new iPad that I'd bought for my friend. But luckily, that was kind of slotted into my laptop bag, in a sleeve.
For sure.
So it wasn't very visible.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Bullet dodged.
Yeah, dude. Like,
I didn't know there was that risk. That strict. Was it?
I wish I knew too, man. I also didn't.
Huh.
I also didn't know. But I mean, yeah. Now at least, I mean, just make sure if you buy. With a little bit
of intuition,
like,
yeah.
Yeah. Also, I mean, I don't know, man. I don't even know what to say. Make sure your battery's dead. Or if you have two phones, kind of present your old phone as your phone.
Yeah. Right. And a bit of scuff marks on something. But apparently you also pay less if the item is used. So like if you buy like a used product, apparently the customs are less.
Okay.
Just something I heard. So like I heard people will literally buy something, get someone to just open the box for them and then send it through. Yeah, like you'll just say like, yo, this thing is what do you call it? It's used, and the customs immediately go down. So
interesting.
Yeah. I know, man. Very, very
Yeah, we need these techniques, bro.
We do, man. It's just sad. Like I remember when I was in London, everyone had AirPods. And I was shook by that because AirPods, I'm sorry, like it's not even a case of not having that amount, but spending that amount on earphones. I know you have a pair. I always look at that price point and I say to myself, I would rather do X, Y, Z, you know?
Yeah.
There's just so many things I would rather do when I look at myself going into a store and spending that much on AirPods. And I get there and everyone has AirPods. Everyone. Like across the board, and I was shook. But after I came back and I saw like how inflated things are over here, kind of made sense.
You know? I mean, that was me in New York, dude. Everyone had AirPods. I mean, AirPods in Cape Town where I was living, it was a thing that douchebags had. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It wasn't a thing that, you know, people had. It was just like those douchey guys who just like, he's on the phone and using the AirPods.
The AirPods, yeah.
Yeah, but I land in New York and literally everyone has them. Like in the subway, on the street walking, they just plugged in.
For sure.
I was so shocked. For sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I get it now because it's so much more affordable there. But with us, bro, oh, it's a lot of money.
It is.
It's a lot of money. You just can't bring
it. Isn't it like what, 4K?
Yeah, around about. Yeah, come on. Aren't there newer ones out that are like 4.5?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, there's the pros. The pros.
Yeah.
It might even be 5.5 or something crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing with the MacBooks where, like, I think we spoke about this, but I've been priced out, you know, where I just, I mean, I like MacBooks. They're cool, but right now they just are not feasible at all, man.
Spending 45K. Not feasible.
Oh, bro. And that's for like the 13 inch.
No. Wait, aren't the 15s 45? Are they more than that? Oh, the
15s.
They have new ones they released.
Are like 55, 60 now.
Yeah, they have new ones they released, yeah?
Yeah, I think for a 15 inch, you're looking at 55 to 60K.
My goodness.
You know, I actually haven't compared the. If I'm not mistaken. Huh. I think in the US they retail for 2,000. I would need to check.
The bigger ones.
The 60, yeah, the bigger ones. The 16 inch, you're starting at 52. Starting at 52K. And then gradually going up. But like entry level, like maybe, I think I'm seeing some here for 47, 48.
Yeah.
It's 100K for two of those bad boys, man. Imagine.
Mm-mm.
Imagine. With four MacBooks, you could buy a car. Just give me a second, dude. I just gotta put my laptop on charge.
All right.
2 seconds.
Okay, we're back.
Yeah, we're back. Yeah, look, I mean, you're looking at like over 50K, and I haven't done a US comparison of how much they cost.
Let me see if I can quickly pull it up.
Maybe see how much it is in the back.
USA.
So I think it's about 2,000 in the US. Okay, 2.4. Ugh. It's a lot.
So if we're looking at, you know, Mac. Oh no, not Mac. Oh yeah, Mac. MacBook Pro 16 inch. Which is kind of the one I have almost.
Mm-hmm.
It goes for. These guys are busy. They're busy telling me the specs. I want to know the price.
Checking. Like, I just checked for a MacBook on Amazon, right? Yeah. And I think it's new, and it's going for 32,000. So that's 20,000 less than what it is here. I'm gonna need to fact check this though.
Okay, so 16 inch here. It says 2,799, right? But that's for the. Oh, that's for the 8 core. Okay, let's go for the one before, the 6 core. That one's $2,400, which is
dollars.
Yeah, so $2,400 USD to ZAR. That's 39,000. Right, and if we look at the iStore in South Africa. Okay, I'm back. Okay, so I was looking at the iStore.
So right? We're looking at the iStore 16-inch MacBook iStore. What model are you looking at?
So that's the... Should be the latest, right? So that's...
I'm just going to say 16-inch MacBook Pro.
Yeah, 16-inch MacBook Pro. MacBook Pro 16-inch by...
So when I okay, pull so it up, it's the 52. Six core. Okay.
Yeah, the six core, which is the one I was looking at, is 52.
i7, right?
Yes. So it's 52. So that's 12,000 more.
That's a lot of money. How much is in the US? 39.
Yeah, 39.
You see, so at that price point, at 39,000, I'm getting the 13 inch. If I'm not mistaken. South Africa. In yeah. South Africa. If I'm not mistaken, I'm getting the 13 inch. And yep. It doesn't make sense. It really doesn't. It's silly. I've never done, because now we're doing this on air, I've never thought of like comparing these prices. I've always just taken it at face value, but a MacBook in South Africa, like, the price is just not justified, man. I mean, yep. If you really want one, then cool. But like, something doesn't sit right with me knowing that I'm paying for a 13 inch, I'm paying the same price someone else is paying for a 16 inch. Because I've had one since 2011. I have a MacBook Pro from 2011, and I was thinking of upgrading it, but to sort of get the equivalent model of the time that I have now for today, I'm looking at 40K. I'm just like, what? Imagine spending 40K and you're not getting flagship. What? You know? Wild, man. Wild. I mean, it's the same with the phone. Now I'm like hogging phones and like just holding on to them. sad, man. It's sad. And I love tech, but oof. Yikes.
It's tough, man.
It is. I can't even see the price of the they have an 8-core here as well. I can't even check the price of that. And the 1 terabyte one is like 60,000. 61,000.
61,000. And mm-hmm. in the States, that one is 2,800, which is 46,000.
45. That is ridiculous, bro. That's insane. So you see,
it's not even proportional how the pricing is.
It isn't, right? Because the difference, what's the difference there? From it's 45, it's almost like
15.
Oh my. How much is a ticket to the US?
I'm gonna 14. Check. If you're talking from Joburg, then it's even cheaper. It's like 11.
Let me see Joburg to New York.
If you look now, the prices are a bit messed up because of Corona, but
for sure.
when I traveled, the ticket from Joburg was 11,000.
Return
to New York. Return. So it's cheaper to do a return.
It's cheaper. You could have bought a ticket, gone to New York, bought yourself a MacBook Pro, 16-inch, 1 terabyte SSD, flown back, and you would have saved. Okay, probably.
I mean, customs could have messed you up. To be fair.
Yeah, but you slick. You switch off your battery.
If you're lucky, if you're lucky, you can do it.
Mad. That's wild. That's because I'm even checking now. Like you can get tickets for about 12 to 14. I'm seeing here. I don't know how. Okay, this is at. Hold on, let me check here because I'm seeing prices here for 12,000. I need to fact check this, but that's crazy. That's why I say like people are taking the piss, bro. Because even with the customs, someone's making a bag. Someone's making a killing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Someone's making a killing. You gotta love it. Oh, that's man. Insane. Wild. This is the kind of stuff that makes a person want to leave.
Yeah. It makes you realize why everyone in the States has a Mac. Everyone has, because don't forget this, right? Easy, right? The price is fair enough. The prices are different, but keep in mind you're getting paid more.
That was my next point.
When you're living in New York,
more. You're getting paid more in a stronger currency, and you're paying less for tech. I think
yeah,
it's maybe only I'd probably say rent is the one thing where you're playing more for, right? Maybe food as well.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, stuff is expensive there for sure. But, sure. Yeah, so you are paying more for rent, more for food. I guess it's, you could argue it's kind of proportional to us, like, in
it,
a way.
It balances.
Yeah. But the tech side of things is where we get screwed over. So for us, tech is very expensive. But for them, getting, you know, AirPods for, because mine cost $150, you know, getting AirPods for $150 is like nothing.
Wait, you paid $150 for yours?
Yeah.
$150, that's about $3,000, if I'm not mistaken, right? Give or take. 4.5.
About 2 point, maybe. Let me see.
Is it maybe 4.5?
Now that the rate is different.
You know, 2.4.
Yeah, at the time it was even less than that because the rate was much better.
Wow.
So it was about 2,000, I think.
Hmm.
If I'm not mistaken. But yeah, it's around two. It was probably like 2.3.
But at the same time, didn't you pay like $30 for like a beer or something at the comedy club? How much did you pay again?
A beer was $11.
Okay.
Beer was $11, yeah.
Which is, and that's quite a lot for a beer, bro, because that comes like in 180 rand.
Yeah.
Sheesh. I guess a balance. How the universe works.
It's a lot, man. Like,
yeah.
Visiting a place like New York.
Mm. I'm with you.
Especially being there for 3 weeks.
Yeah. That's where the accommodation comes in handy. So now that we're on the theme of sort of like tech, another thing is like, it's that time of the year again where the sports games come out. Your FIFAs, your 2Ks, your Maddens. Did you hear about the new Madden?
What are they saying?
I think it had the worst ratings ever. I think it got like 0.5 or something on Metacritic.
Wow.
Yeah. And so EA, they basically, I mean, you play Madden more than I do, but like something small, like the Super Bowl animation, like when you win the Super Bowl, has been the same for like the past 4 years. mad bugs. I'm trying to think what else. Like that's generic sad. Faces for like black guys or even white guys. Like it's just slap a face on.
But I mean, to be fair, they wear helmets most of the time, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a good point. But I think this is I've been an avid sports games fan for a long time, but I really feel like these guys are taking the piss with us. I even feel the same with FIFA. Where as casually as I play it now, I really feel like as far back as FIFA 18 is good enough for me to just play, like, just to pass time. So yeah, that's something I wanted to share. Where, I mean, this is something I've been buying every year religiously for the past almost 15, 16 years, since 2006. I've been buying FIFA since 2006. So that's, how many years is that? 14? No, before, bro. Even 2005, 2004. It was a given every year that I got that. So that's almost 15 years. But yeah, now, dude, I think I'm done, bro.
Done as in you're going to do it maybe after every 2-3 years?
Roundabout. Yeah, exactly. Like that kind of vibe. Yeah. Like I have one that takes me like a couple of years forward, and I always used to see old guys who would do that, and I'd be like, what? As I realize I'm getting
I'd always get like pissed when I go to like an old guy's house and he has like FIFA 16 or something. I'm like,
yeah, exactly. Or like FIFA 12, and we're like, bro, it's 2017, what's going on? Yeah, I mean, okay, exactly. That's quite extreme, but like I'm thinking like, dude, like the past 3 years, I'm not seeing much of a change, dude. I'm not seeing
there
much.
There is a change, but it's not like drastic.
No, for sure. It should be an update. Yeah. It really should.
Yeah, I mean, financially, that would be a dumb move for them to make. If people are going to still buy, you know what I mean?
I guess, but like, you know, after a certain point, people stop buying. Like, I think in the short term, yes. But I mean, if you look at a game like Fortnite, which is completely free, I would love to see how, I mean, they compare with FIFA as far as revenue goes. But
and these games introduced the whole VC thing as well, so they're making a killing there. I'm saying these games like 2K.
Oh, it's the virtual currency thing, which is terrible, man. Have you ever played the career mode in 2K?
Nah.
It's a pay to win system. That's where the real money happens, bro. Yeah. It's unplayable if you don't spend money. FIFA's the same. That's why the manager mode sucks. That game mode. I don't play it.
Be a pro.
Not be a pro.
Oh, the ultimate thingy.
Ultimate team, because they used to innovate in things like Be a Pro and Alex Hunter and all of that thing. They'll try and spice it up, but then they were like, "Yo, let's do this." What is it called again?
Ultimate.
Oh, deuce! It's a cash cow, bro. It's a competitive game mode, but you have to pay. Else you don't get anywhere.
Yeah, flip, man. So,
and then you get the casual guys like me who I just want to play with my friends, and you're not tailoring your product towards me. So with 2K and FIFA and everything, yo, Glenn, I think I'm gonna chill, bro. Is it really that bad playing you with the 2019 Warriors instead of the 2021? I don't know.
At least we know LeBron's on the Lakers for the next couple of years. So at least
right, exactly.
The only difference would be a few role players, you know.
Exactly. We play the All-Star game anyway, so.
But then the year Devin Booker pops off and becomes a 94 player, and you really want to use him, and then he's like 86.
I get it.
On your 2K, that's when you're like, flip, man.
I guess. And most of the hardcore, like really hardcore fans don't even play with like the real players. They have these guys that they created and all that, so
yeah.
Just cosmetics and skins. So yeah, dude, that's what I wanted to tell you. It's like in this, and I thought about this a lot on my time off, because this is that time of the year where I start planning for 2K and FIFA and all of that stuff. I was just like, I'm good. I'm really good.
I'll see. I mean, I don't even have a console at the moment, so until I get one, then I'll start kind of making those decisions.
Bro, you took a bigger decision than I did. You know what I'm saying? Like you sold the whole console. You threw the baby out with the bathwater.
I did, bro. For different reasons. Only because I couldn't actually carry it. It was freaking...
For sure. But I mean, I think if you really, 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 really wanted to clear, I think you would have made a plan.
Or by now, to get a new one.
To either get a new one or to get that thing across. Like if you really were like, I need this thing.
Yeah, I could have shipped it for sure.
Yeah.
But I was just like, is it really worth, you know, shipping, paying money to ship this thing? Because the new one's coming out. I mean, this was the beginning of the year. I was like, I can do a year without it, surely.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And here you are. Amazing.
So let's see, man. When the new one comes out, I'll probably buy it sometime next year.
Nice.
I don't know when. When are you planning on buying it?
I'm going to wait for a title that I really want to play and take it from there. So
okay,
right now there's the Spider-Man Miles Morales game. Yeah, I played the Spider-Man on PS4 and that was really, really fun. But yeah, I think I'm gonna wait for the console to mature, because if I look at the PS4. Over its life cycle, all the best games that I played on it came out within the last 2 years.
Yes.
At the end, you know? Because this thing came out 2014, was it?
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it came out maybe 2014. I think we were on campus when it came out.
Yeah.
And so if I think of the really big titles, it's God of War, which I didn't play. I'm just talking exclusives here. God of War, The Last of Us, Spider-Man.
Uncharted
was the previous generation.
Oh, is that
if
previous?
I'm not mistaken. Okay. Yes. I think the Uncharted was the PS3, sort of like the flagship PS3 game. And even that, if I'm not mistaken, no, there was an Uncharted 4 on PS4.
Okay.
Which was also quite a hit, but... If I'm not mistaken, I could be correct. That was on the PS3. But then Yeah, the Spider-Man game came out 2018, you know, 4 years after the PS4 was out. So I think it takes developers a while to really get the real juice out of the console.
Naturally, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. So I think I'm going to sit tight and wait for something that I really want to play before I rush out and get it. I see niggas are excited, and I was as well. I was like really excited. Like, oh, I'm going to get the PlayStation. So actually, my brother was telling me, I was like, what's the rush? I'm like, what is the rush?
What a wise young man.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. He was like, what's the rush? I was like, yeah, you're right. What am I actually going to play on this thing? Because if it's those sporting games, bro, I guarantee you, FIFA on PS4 or PS5 and the Xbox Series X, literally the grass is going to look a little better and maybe a better frame rate. So that make FIFA feel a bit smoother. I'll give them that.
Yeah.
Maybe. But, yeah. Just before we close out, man, NBA predictions. I have to before we, you know.
So context. Today, the Clippers. Are you watching the game? Clippers Nuggets. Surely.
Dude, I'm going to catch it at 5. I wake up at 5, so I'm going to catch the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's good enough. That's all you need.
Yeah, just wait.
That's all you need. I'm going to sleep and wake up.
Sure.
Dude, I don't know. I really want Clippers Lakers just for LeBron to actually beat the Clippers, you know, shut them up. Yeah. But I don't know, man. Denver's looking good.
I'm still scared of the Clippers as a Lakers fan. They still scare me.
Yeah, I was scared of the Rockets as well.
And what happened there? Fair enough.
But now, you know, the thing with the Clippers, bro, like, you know, it's been a thing of every time they lose, they weren't taking them seriously. I'm like, maybe these guys aren't actually as good as, you know, as we think they are. You know, anytime they lose, even in the regular season, they don't care. You know, they're ready for the playoffs. When the playoffs come, you know, they're struggling. So it's like,
sure. I really hope they don't win, because they are the most, I don't know about you, but I don't find them exciting, because
they're not nice to watch. They're like Mourinho.
yeah, I it's just not great, and then they don't play together a lot, and
and then they're all chippy, like Marcus Morris, Patrick Beverly, you know, like they're just
talking shit,
trying to annoy you.
Yeah, no, for sure, man. I really hope they don't win it, bro. It would just be a bit.
And it would be bad. It'll be a bad message that you can, you know, coast in the regular season and not take it seriously. Do load management. Yeah, and then you win the league. So rather they lose, especially if they lose to Denver, that's even better. Because now it's like, these guys didn't take it seriously. Look what happened. And they have so much talent. So let's hope.
And if they pull this load management stuff with KD coming back and Steph, Kyrie, Clay. They're not winning it. No ways.
And dude, I understand now. Remember the whole thing when they were doing load management the first time with LeBron and them, and you know, they were talking about, you know, fans will come to the stadium, to the courts to see their players. Imagine, bro, I went to New York, right? Imagine if Kyrie had decided to sit the day the games, I decided to buy a ticket and go. And then, you know, because I watched Giannis, Harden, Westbrook, Kyrie, obviously KD was injured.
Sure.
You know, imagine if they decided to sit. That would have been horrible. I'd be so upset.
Yeah, that's so not I kinda, fair to
because
the fans.
Because these tickets, those tickets are expensive.
Yeah, it's not fair to the fans. Or if you're gonna load management, you need to base your tickets based on who's playing. I think the NBA would need to step in and be like, look, okay, if the guys who are on max deals aren't gonna be playing, your ticket prices need to come down. It's only fair.
Right. Exactly.
It's only fair. Like the days
and you tell us in advance, and your TV thingy, your TV deal also kind of, you know, you get less.
Exactly, for sure. Because let me know when Kawhi is playing and I'll come watch. But I'm not going to come and watch Pat Bev. You pay the same price.
That's a pet peeve.
No.
Oh, that dude. That dude's annoying.
Yeah, me too. But it would be nice to see them lose to the Lakers for sure.
Yeah, that's the ideal. But I wouldn't mind them losing tonight. Just to ensure that ring for LeBron.
Exactly.
Anyway, let's wrap this up.
Yeah, anything else? I think that's me. No, I think that's... I'm good.
Oh, yeah, prediction. Miami Celtics. What do you have?
I'm going Miami.
I'm also feeling Miami. They just have that thing. Yeah. That Jimmy Buckets thing.
It's that Jimmy Buckets thing. And also they're wild from three. So I'm going Miami.
But if there's a team that can defend them, well, it's the Celtics. It's going to be interesting.
Sure. And also, I think the Celtics' offense is more dynamic than Milwaukee.
Yeah, for sure.
I think Milwaukee are a bit easier to defend against, because when Tatum gets hot and his mid-range is falling and that fadeaway of his, I mean, that can be really hard to defend. Yep. If he's having a hot night, you know?
Even Marcus Smart. He's been on fire on three-pointer, bro.
Yeah, so...
out of Norway.
I'm going Celtics in... No, Miami in... I want to say in six.
Yeah, six. But I have a feeling it might go seven. Okay. So I'll say Miami in seven. Clutch then, Jimmy Buckets' performance in game seven.
And Lakers-Clippers, what would be your prediction there?
Lakers in five. Clippers win game one.
Then Bron
takes... Yeah. Gentleman sweep.
He's bringing out the broom. All right, dudes. I'm ready to close it out on that note.
Thank you so much, guys, for joining us. Be sure to do your thing. You know, like, subscribe. Give us a 5-star review on iTunes. We really would really appreciate that. As far as this episode is concerned, we're done. These are amateur opinions. If you like them, you can take them. If you don't, you can leave them. Peace.
All right. Peace.